Triple M Footy's 25 moments in 25 years.
And so, from a pathetic excuse for a punch from Billy, we go to one of the most extraordinary moments in grand final history. Lynch v Wakeland in the 2004 grand final.
Number 20.
Let's go to the dock.
Yeah, JB, I reckon it's the quad muscle on Lynch, same one as last week. He actually signalled to the bench while Acker was lining up for that goal that he kicked, and they still haven't seen Lynchy.
A disgraceful free kick, but a very nice set shot from Jason Akamanis.
Lynch boxing on with Wakeland now. Watch this, it's going to develop.
2-2, 14 line, 3-4, 22.
Oh! Alistair Lynch with the right hook! They're swinging punches! Alistair Lynch is swinging left and right!
Akamanis
is there! It's a world championship fight!
This is extraordinary!
Lynch is destroying big haymakers! Wakeland does know what to do! Lynch has swung six of the biggest punches I've ever seen in football.
Sean Burgoyne picks it up at halfback. He's got Kane Corns cold.
I'll tell you what that is. That is the sign of a man that knows he's not going to have an impact today.
He
said, I'll take someone out.
Yep. He knows he's finished.
That is exactly what his thoughts were. And you're right, Brian. 10 haymakers he threw.
Yep.
So Kane Corns.
That is the most amazing thing I've seen.
Was like Rod Jamieson and Scott Cummings.
And you know what? Shane Wakeland threw a couple in the end, but he'll get off for self-defence because there was nothing he could do.
G'day, it's Damien Barrett. Most of the time on the Saturday Rub, we talked less about footy and more about each other. Each week, we try to dig up dirt on one another. And in 2013, Gary Lyon had an absolute bombshell about our man, Danny Spud Frawley.
Number 19, Spud's Chompers.
I take no joy in what I'm about to reveal. The Triple M Saturday team is the tightest-knit team in the history of football media.
Yes, that's true.
Lou, Jack and Bob may have appeared to many as a united group, but they have nothing on this group. We share everything together.
Yes.
Our successes, our triumphs are celebrated with an understated modesty that embarrasses our competitors. How can they be so self-deprecating in the face of such achievements, they ask themselves. I have been moved to ponder the same baffling question. On the rare occasion when one of us fails to live up to the extraordinary high standards that we demand of each other, we resist the temptation to revel in the failures of one of our own, and instead we gather ourselves around them and wrap the symbolic Triple M wings.
That's a beautiful prize gift.
Highlighted by our logo and Dr. Dan around them and offer nothing but encouraging words and heart-wrenching empathy until they are able to dust off the stench of failure and rejoin the team. Albeit at the bottom of the peer ladder of respect. On this occasion, I can offer no such support.
Oh, no.
Over the years, we have been prepared to deal with the hand that God has provided us.
Here's the preamble.
Warrior is as blind as batshit and can't see past his nose, but he nobly accepts he has to front up in public with a pair of Coke bottles strapped to his face just to get through the day. It's not a pretty sight, but he lives with it.
Your little drive-by?
Jim has to exist in a world where those that he works with have been required to chisel frames of granite over the journey. How difficult it must be for him to front up each week with a sunken chest and arms of cotton. But he does, regardless of his physical sense of inferiority.
Oh, no.
And yes, trimming up the body hair with a whippersnipper before I start each day is not a pleasurable experience. It's something I must do if I'm not to be herded up and dumped into the gorilla cage at the Melbourne Zoo.
This is not good.
Which leads me to Spud. The rugged son of a Bungaree potato farmer whose brothers-in-law, cousins and nephews, whilst never challenging for the cover of GQ magazine, remain comfortable in their own skin.
Yes.
When they look in the mirror, they have no choice but to play the hand they were dealt. And the great Spud... Spud Regis himself has been withering in his contempt for anyone that would dare try and alter the course the good Lord has provided by means other than hard work and good fortune. He refuses to even acknowledge that anyone may go down the hair hat path. Live with it, you conceited fool, was his response. Spray tans on males, would never talk to that person again.
Yes.
Moisturiser made him physically sick. Waxing, don't ever get changed in the same room as me again. But he reserved his most vicious and derisive comments for those that elected to go down the dental enhancement path.
Oh, no. Now I'm on it.
His disdain and contempt for our great friend Tony Jones has been bordering on slanderous and disparaging in such a way that I fear to cover up a more sinister subplot. That subplot can be revealed today.
No.
Danny Frawley, the humble, self-effacing country boy whose whole public image is based on the knockabout larrigan that would rather walk a greyhound with his great mate Plugger than go to a cosmetic shop with Michael Roberts, has succumbed to the lure of self-appeasement. In one of the most extraordinary about faces in recent history, Spud is now to be known as Chomper Frawley.
Spud! Chomp!
That's right.
I have!
The very thing that you ridiculed Tony Jones. And I've been warning about for as long as I can remember now sits proudly inside his puffer ribs, gleaming like the sun on a Caribbean beach.
No. I'll have one!
Spud! Chomp!
I'll tell you what happened.
Oh, no. Spud's head is chompers done.
I've had one! No. You're going to hear me out.
Oh, no, Spud.
I will not throw anyone under the bus. But someone in this studio alerted me to the fact.
I cannot believe what I've just heard admitted.
Spud's
had the teeth done.
No. I'll tell you. All right, I've had one done. All right, I can't get it out. Do you want me to get the bloody... It's not an excuse, a fact of life. Oh, can I get it out?
Come on, Chomp, get over it.
Okay, for the listeners out there...
Look like a movie screen. The
I've had one done, mate.
That's unbelievable.
At the eight,
I can't believe it. You're just going to
comment. One of us sticking out like Bugs Bunny. I've got this front chomper done.
I've lost something in the footwell of McKay. Have a smile for me, Jesus.
What a play, you prick. Listen, you worry. I'm not going to take it out on him, but can I actually get... No, I can't get it out, can I? The excuse. It's not an excuse, it's a fact.
Oh, no.
I cannot believe what I'm hearing.
One down.
I don't care how many of them does.
I've had one. I can actually see it.
They call you Chomp from now
on.
I never thought I would ever hear that you would head down this path, Spud.
JB, I had to.
The conceited when, path Spud? Of getting the chompers done.
About 6 weeks ago, I had one tooth done, right? 6 weeks ago. Because, for any listener out there, I had an infected root.
Oh, no.
So they took the root filling out, and this is a tooth I got knocked out of a witching proof pub.
I cannot believe
it. 17.
Go on, Chomp. Suck it up.
Oh, one tooth. If it was 6 or 10, I'd say fair enough, but it was the front one. It was sticking out like a anyway, whatever it was.
Old ivory. No, Chris.
I'm going home.
Triple M Footy's 25 moments in 25 years.
Fats Quiz is in our top 25. You have got to be kidding me. All right, let's take a look at the best, or what I prefer to call the worst, of the Saturday Rub quizzes.
Number 18.
Bring back the quiz. When?
What
now.
Do they want it?
Oh, no. Can't even get it right.
What do they want, Bill?
What do we want?
The quiz.
When do they want it?
Now.
Scenes in Fern Tree Gully. Sean.
Sean.
Sean. Scenes. He's called him Scene. Oh, no. What are we doing?
Jono there from Seaford. Go, Johnny.
Having a bite to eat.
What are you eating?
Having a bite to eat.
Yeah, lamb biryani.
Lamb peroni.
Nice. Barani. Like
you can't have a lamb peroni.
Well, what's a lamb? What are you eating?
Two leftover Indian.
He said it three times.
Well, I don't know what the peroni is or whatever.
It's leftover Indian.
Well, why didn't he say that instead of...
He just did.
Which former indigenous AFL footballer nicknamed the Prince... See, we're getting tropical here because of the wedding.
Which player played his first game for North Melbourne at the age of 16 years of age? In the infamous...
Infamous?
Infamous.
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 What the hell? Infamous.
Outside of Collingwood, can you name three other clubs Jordan De Goey could possibly be going to?
Oh,
No. Oh, it's not even a question.
I wanted it because I had to say, where is he going to
Carlton?
To going to? Right, you got the softening of, you got Fluffy, and you've got Tahiti over here.
Tahiti?
Yeah, a little island like your hair. Last one, here we go.
Oh, this will take a week, mate.
Spell the surname of Geelong defender K. Jack. Kolodaszny.
Jake.
It's even Jake, you idiot. Jake.
Kolodaszny.
Kardashian, whatever his name is. You know what he is.
Hey, Graham's from Glenelg, and you know what Glenelg is? Where you going? Don't say anything. What is it?
It's Damien.
No, don't say anything purple. What is it, Bill?
Well, it's spelt backwards the same as forward.
Which is yeah. A?
Pap.
Don't say anything purple.
A papadom.
Oh!
Palindrome.
Palindrome, that's it. Who was the most recent? That is the important bit. The most recent AFL legend to have a statue unveiled or unveiled. Unrevealed about. Shut up.
Unrevealed.
Revealed of themselves.
Oh, no.
It's hard to say.
Oh, okay. Could someone give me that English, please?
That's it.
Come on, Dopey.
Well, what was the question?
Oh, who's the most recent AFL player to have a statue revealed of themselves?
Unveiled. What is it?
Come on, Dopey.
I give up, Bill. This is crap. This quiz.
No! Good stuff, Greg.
Triple M Footy's 25 moments in 25 years.
Brian Taylor has been one of Triple M Footy's elite callers for years, but in 2001, it didn't quite go to plan for the Big Bristle.
Number 17, BT's Meltdown.
Couldn't mark the ball, punched away, cats are in air, look at him run forward, Snell will get on the end of this, he's got Scarlett in support, he goes, get out of there, get out of there, get out of there, hold it, and couldn't get it on the second point, but Snell was running so hard, got it off to Kilpatrick. He says, oh no! I'm tackled from behind because I got no peripheral vision. Play on to the umpire as Hayes got it out the mall.
The Chief Jason Dunstall came back to Triple M this year on the Friday huddle. We know he's quick-witted and we know he's downright vicious. And in 2005, he proved it by absolutely smashing Sam Newman and James Brayshaw.
Number 16, Chief goes bang.
You know what? It's fossil season. And I got a hankering for a serious trophy fossil to hang on my wall. You do the greatest impression of a Hessian sack that I've ever seen. I don't understand how a couple of those organs are still breathing life into what's left of that rotting carcass that is surely on borrowed time ahead of a cremation or a burial at some stage in the near future. As for your little mate down here, what about this one?
Here we go.
What about the wan, pale, polio-ridden little Skeletor bespeckled with moles and warts and all sorts of growths over that frighteningly little frail thing that he calls a body, whose star has been flying for about a second and a half and thinks he's God's gift? He thinks he's purging rose-smelling excrement out of his rear. He reckons he's got the sweetest-smelling freckle in the history of television, this bloke. Little mini Skeletor Monty Burns down the bottom here.
Some of your very best stuff, Chief. This is extraordinary.
I don't think we deserve these crisp ones.
Don't deserve it! I would like nothing better than to bang those two useless heads together and turf the two of you straight out the front of the commentary box.
Chief.
If I wasn't worried about damaging someone down here with the pin-headed frame of Skeletor here, it might actually spear straight through someone, and you, the blanket, might just smother someone to death down there and they wouldn't be able to breathe.
Chief, please.
I need to just somehow control my anger.
Oh, please. God, if that's the start of it. I've actually, first time ever, looking at the Chief, and I've become frightened. Not often do I become frightened.
That's a reasonable pasting. I've copped a few in my time.
I actually feel it a privilege
to have been worked over
like that. That's some of the best stuff I've ever heard.
Triple M Footy's 25 moments in 25 years.